Welcome back to Navigating Postpartum with your girl, Dre Williams. So thank you for tuning in. And before we get even started on the message today, make sure you like, share, and rate it. Okay. All right. Let's get into it. So today's topic is called Delayed in Process. And I've also been working through this as well, understanding what it really means to be delayed in the process and how to show up. And so I just wanted to share some of the things that I've learned along the journey so that I can help someone else do the same. So we live in a world that is always looking for quick outcomes. If we are hungry, we have a choice to warm food in the microwave instead of the stove because the stove is going to take too long and we're too hungry to wait. If we travel, we have a choice to use the fastest transit, such as a plane, instead of taking the train or just driving because we just want to get there, okay? And also think about if we are in a hurry, we can run instead of walk to our destination. And I mean like run, like if you once you get close to the door. But what happens when we do not have quick outcomes in our personal goals and desires? How do we react? What do we say? And how do we show up when we don't get our way? And thinking like, it should be happening by now, or I already did stuff and I don't see anything happening, or I've been working out and I'm not seeing results, or I've been working on that business and I'm not seeing the fruit of it yet. I'm only just showing up and no one else is there yet. Or thinking about as a mom, like I'm taking care of the baby, I'm feeding him, I'm holding him, I'm doing all these things, but I don't see that they appreciate me. Or I don't see that they are appreciative of it. Or in the household as a wife, like when you're cooking and cleaning up all the time. And if your husband doesn't say thank you, like, how do we react to that, you know? But as a woman, wife, and a mom, I'm learning we have no control over our outcomes, just our attitudes. So we have to think. I know our attitudes can be bad sometimes and not ideal, but just think about, like, how is your attitude when you don't get those outcomes? How do you react when your husband doesn't pick up his clothes off the floor when you ask him to? How do you react when your child is screaming, crying, and you're trying to comfort them and they're not reacting as you want to? How do you feel when you are not doing the things? Like if you're working out and you're not seeing the outcomes, how are you reacting? How's your attitude? Your attitude towards that? So when I say we have no control or anything, it's just our attitudes, I'm going to explain, okay? So go back to when you found out you were pregnant. I want you to think back. You were pregnant. You were so excited and probably said, I can't wait to meet you. And then the symptoms kicked in. The nausea, the sleeplessness, the weight gain. You're not able to wear your favorite outfits, or your hair is changing. And your edge is just fluffy. And you're just not being able to show up. Like you're just so tired. And you just, your face is changing. You know, the discoloration is showing up and your feet are swollen, your body's aching, and all of these symptoms, it gets tough. And you know, the closer you get, you want the baby to come out more. So even when it's time for them, you get close to that due date, you're over here trying to do all the things, all the regimens that people tell you to do to make sure your baby comes out. But if you know, you cannot rush the process when a baby is wanting to come. They come when they're ready. So each day the baby is getting stronger and wiser to come into this world. All you can do is wait. And I want us to think about, how can we apply this to our real life? How can we apply when we are in the process of growing and learning and cultivating new skills or new things or new habits, such as becoming a parent or becoming an athlete or a person who likes to work out, or just becoming a writer or becoming a business owner or becoming whatever you desire to be, even becoming a cook or learning how to run your household, you know, what could we learn through that? So I want you us to fast forward to today. Our life journey has a lot of wait times. But we must ask ourselves, how can we show up until it's time? And I want to give you two tips that I've been working on personally on what I'm doing during this wait time of a season that is different for me, but I'm still learning and growing. So I'm going to tell you, the first thing you can do is get better at being a person. Become the person that you desire. Learn new hobbies. Help others in the process. Go out there and serve. Go help people in need, okay? That is the most fulfilling thing you can do when you are in a wait time. And prepare for it. Do the things you need to do. Research. Invest in yourself. Ask for help. And get better at what you're doing, okay? So even as a mom, we can get better. We can get better in our routines. We can get better in our systems. We can get better at asking for help, okay, from either our spouse or our friends or family or just hiring out someone. Because who are we? Who are we showing up as right now? And how are we going to get to where we want to be? My second tip is we can be present with what we have now. But not always looking forward. I know we have to look forward to keep us hopeful and faithful and have that vision when you close your eyes and you see where you want to be. But how are you showing up here? How are you present? Are you showing up happy? Are you showing up grateful? Are you showing up as the best person you can be? And that means, are you taking care of your body? Are you taking care of your spirit, your mental health? Are you taking care of your emotions? Are you making sure that you are enjoying different things in your life? Are you filling yourself up every day? Those are the things we have to ask ourselves, because how do we expect to get the outcome if we're not enjoying the process of learning and going through that journey? We can't expect that, because once we get to our outcomes, it's there for a moment and we're going to be happy and celebrated. But that feeling's going to pass and we're going to be into another wait time. And you're going to have to learn something else in that wait time. So I want you to think, what can you do when you're delayed? How are you going to show up when you're delayed? Because life is not a popcorn maker. It is a slow cooker to make you into something flavorful and purposeful. To leave your mark on others. So when you get delayed with goals, with desires, remember, I am right where I'm supposed to be. And I hope this message has touched someone out there. I know it was good for me when I was writing it. But I truly want you to know that when you're delayed in the process, just work on becoming and cultivating the craft. Because when you're prepared for that outcome, it's going to happen. You just have to be ready for it. So with that said, I will see y'all later. And if you enjoyed this podcast, I want you to like, leave a review, and share with someone else who needs this message. Have a good one.